Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Greta Gerwig has a surprising response to Joe Coy's Barbie joke from his Golden Globes monologue. If you missed it, he compared Oppenheimer to Barbie in what most people felt like was a pretty tasteless way.
Oppenheimer and Barbie are competing for cinematic box office achievement. Oppenheimer is based on a 721-page Pulitzer Prize-winning book about the Manhattan Project. And Barbie is on a plastic doll with big boobies.
So a lot of people felt like that was minimizing what was a really impactful film for most women to just, you know, being a joke about a Barbie doll with big boobies. A lot of women felt like this was the first time their experience had really been seen and expressed in an artistic way, and it meant so much to people.
I feel like all movies, no matter how impactful they are game for ridicule from the host, right? It doesn't matter the content of the movie, how impactful the movie was. I think all movies are game for being used as punchlines, right? So at Joe Coy, the joke didn't offend me as far as its context. It's just how bad the joke was.
Yeah, I'm
like,
with Kristen.
The delivery of it. It's like, I'm not offended on behalf of Barbie, because I get he was trying to make a joke. It was just such a bad joke.
Yeah, these are jokes though, but I understand that we live in a society now when the joke affects you. It's terrible. And there are so many places now to vocalize how unhappy you are about it. But I do think we got to lighten up a little bit. I'm more offended, like Kristen, that it was just an awful joke.
It was so
bad.
It was cringe.
Yeah.
Most of that monologue was.
Well, there were 1,000 ways he could have taken that joke, and Greta didn't seem to have a problem with it at all. On BBC's Radio 4's Today Show, she said, well, he's not wrong. She's the first doll that was mass-produced with breasts, so he was right on. And, you know, I think that so much of the project of the movie was unlikely because it is about a plastic doll. In some ways, the joke was not surprising. Barbie has always been sometimes ahead of culture, sometimes behind culture, and she's always been a flashpoint for arguments. So Greta seems to have no problem with it. All right, it looks like Justin Timberlake is going to have some new music on the way. On Monday, fans noticed that he completely cleared out his Instagram feed, and he also got rid of his profile picture and replaced it with a photo of him looking in the rearview mirror. So it looks like maybe if he has some kind of new album coming out, maybe he's looking back on his past mistakes, like, you know, writing Cry Me a River about Britney Spears and their experience as a couple.
Well, I mean, a lot of his past, it would make sense that this is a direction he goes with a new album and new music, because so much of his past has been dragged out recently in the tabloids and in the media, with him and Janet Jackson, with him and Britney Spears. I feel like his past has come back to haunt him as of recently. So that picture makes total sense if that's the direction he's going.
Yeah, and I always wonder how artists find continuous ways to say new things and interesting and musical in different ways. And I think this is a perfect time for him to put out a new album, because he's probably got a lot to say about what's been going on. So hopefully it brings us some good new music. Jennifer Lawrence is so relatable. More clips of her coming out on the Golden Globes carpet, and she is revealing what it was like to be a bride. She said that it was awful. She says when she looks back on her wedding day, all she sees is pain. She says it was so stressful because she was so worried about her guests, and at one point, she literally told Robert De Niro to leave.
Are you married? Have you been a bride?
Yes, twice.
Okay. It's so stressful.
So stressful.
You're not having fun.
No.
You're just like, is that person having fun? Is everybody having fun? Like, are you hungry? And so I looked over and I saw Bob, who doesn't know anybody, and he's kind of wandering around, and I immediately was just like, no, this isn't what he wants to be doing. I don't want him here. So I went over and whispered. I was like, go home. And he was nice. He like talked to my parents and, you know, was polite, but then I was like, go. And then he left, and that just genuinely made me feel better. I'll never forget. I was freaking out about the guests being cold, and all my friends were lying. They're like, nobody's cold. Nobody's cold. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. And my mom was like, it's freezing out there. My grandmother almost died.
What a kind human being to see somebody miserable like that. And Robert De Niro, and just go, you know what, dude? You don't want to be here. You're ruining the vibe. I know you're Bobby De Niro, but get out. Just go.
Somebody said something really interesting to me about weddings, because as the maid of honor for my cousin's wedding, you know, I want to be there to support her and make sure she has the best day of her life. And somebody said, as a bride, you have to remember that you are the guest of honor. You're not the host. So have the time of your life.
Yeah, if there's one thing I would like to tell people that are young and getting married for the first time, and you're spending all this time and all this money on your wedding, go ahead, do your thing. But the night goes by so fast. It is a blip. And I am totally agreeing with her that it's not a miserable night. It's just not, you don't really, you're so stressed out about everybody else, and it goes by so fast that I don't know that if I had to do it all over again, I don't know that I would definitely not do it the same way.
Maybe I'm selfish. It was one of the best nights of my life. I loved it, and I would 1,000% do it again. The memories I had, I wished it had gone on longer. Like, there's a little stress leading up to it, but I don't regret anything.
All right, 50 Cent says he's practicing a different kind of dry January. I'll tell you about his vow of celibacy on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.